This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. And thank you for joining us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now you're saying that voice sounds different, and it does indeed. I'm Rich McFadden with the Doug Steffen Show. And joining us, Doug is out and about this week, so in his place, sitting in the big chair this week, will be our friend Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor, and also joining us will be Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts podcast as we go through the list as put together by Talkers Magazine. And Michael, welcome to this week.
Yeah, it's fun to be here, and thank you for you're actually in the big chair, you are an excellent.
How does the chair work? In other words, Rich is in the
truth
big
be told,
chair.
And thank you, Michael. Truth be told, I'm sitting on a big orange exercise ball in our studio, lovingly known as CRA, Control Room A. So I get to sit here and wheel around on my ball and check out all the pretty buttons and colors and everything.
And I'm sitting on one of those $10 folding chairs from Costco and there's a pad on it which has a rip in it, and all the stuffing has been hanging out. And for the last 5 years here at the Talker Studios, I keep squishing the stuffing back into. You think we would get a new pad? Isn't that funny how we keep things around that don't work right anymore because we're in the habit of them? I'm sitting here pushing the stuffing back in the pad.
It's only appropriate
Costco chair
that the king of Talkers Magazine should sit on a chair like most people in all radio stations around the country do. People think,
you know what,
that most radio stations are these palatial, beautiful, massive digital centers. And when really,
well, so much for that. You know, let me tell you,
right?
Speaking of radio stations and destroying the myth of it's all glamorous, I remember at WABC, we used to steal each other's chairs because there weren't enough of them. You come in here, my chair is gone. You know, it's like, all right, give me my chair back.
Happens here at the Radio America Network.
I showed up at a radio station recently to sit in for the host, a major station, and they didn't have headphones for me. And as I'm about to go on, I realize, oh my gosh, there's no headphones, and you need them when you're doing telephone talk because you can't hear anything otherwise. But our studio looks like, you ever see the end of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when he comes face to face with the villain, and they're in some type of a place with catwalks, pipes, steam, and mung hanging from the walls? That's our studio. It looks like you could have with a vat of molten lead. That's what we have.
Now that everybody has the visual of where we are, let's go through this week's top stories for the week ending September 18th to the 22nd, 2017. And Michael, if you would do us the honor.
Okay,
please.
Here's a snapshot of the way conversation on talk radio across the country on stations just like the one you're listening to, folks. At number 10, Major League Baseball's playoff is coming up soon. It's the pennant races and National Football League action going into the third week, and the TV ratings for the NFL seem to be down. There's a lot of talk about that. At number 9, the Emmy Awards. At number 8, the Sanctuary issue. At number 7, Hurricane Maria ravages Puerto Rico and Mexico is hit by another earthquake. At number 6, the climate change debate. At number 5, the Hillary Clinton book tour. Trump at the UN is number 4. And related to that, number 3, North Korea nukes and sanctions. Number 2, a very, very interesting, compelling story that just gets bigger and deeper, Trump's Russia investigation, or the Russia investigation of Trump. And at number 1, the Cassidy Graham health care bill. It has been a pretty power-packed week. Real quick, the top 10 people. Number 10, Sean Spicer. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Jimmy Kimmel. Number 7, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Paul Ryan's at 4. Mitch McConnell's at 3. Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And, of course, by no means, these are not the only people and stories being talked about. These are just the ones that we calculated are getting the most talk. It's certainly not that scientific, but it's pretty accurate.
Well, in this hour of the Countdown Show, we go from 10 to 1 and do an official countdown of all of the topics. So we'll start at number 10 and talk about MLB playoff push. Me being a Nats fan, I'm into that. NFL action, fantasy football, thank you very much, because I'm a Redskins fan, so there's nothing to watch there. And then TV ratings for the NFL. There's a lot of speculation as to why. Doug will tell you it's because he doesn't want to watch people. Aaron Hernandez this week. They found, after he passed away, they did a scan of his brain and found that he had
CTE
at like 40% or something crazy like that. So a lot of people are going to be wondering, is that why he did the things he did? And is that also, like Doug says, what affects the ratings, or is it, things like
politics?
Yeah, the politics
of that too.
I think there are many reasons for the decline in ratings, partially because people just have a lot of other things to do. Everything is having problems getting ratings these days. The Emmys are having problems getting ratings. The networks have problems getting ratings. There's no mass culture. There's no, you know, I Love Lucy anymore. I think the only thing that is a national event on one channel is the Super Bowl, which makes it kind of metaphysical. Even the election night is on many channels. So this is not something that I think has to do with people suddenly having a new morality about concussions. I think it's just part of the same picture that everybody else.
I'm fascinated by your philosophy there about mass culture being so fractured now. So what does that do to the media industry, all media industry?
It makes it hard to make big bucks on any one thing. It makes it
very hard. But more people make bucks, right?
More people make less bucks, and what's happening now is the big companies are going to multi-channel on-demand postures, and there's so many things happening in terms of credibility. We talk about fake news on the internet. We talk about when we go up to the Trump-Russia investigation at number two. Now suddenly the government is getting involved in investigating social media such as Facebook, which means now the internet is subject to the scrutiny of government regulation. We finally reach a point where we have no fairness doctrine on air radio. Now we're going to have new fairness doctrines on the internet. This is a time of media and pop cultural and political transition, and the very fabric of what we consider to be the public, what we consider to be the American people, is changing before our eyes.
So way back when they said video killed the radio star, and it never really happened. Well, how do you see radio as the editor of Talkers Magazine? How do you see radio and the content that radio, specifically talk radio, creates? Because in my mind, talent will always win the day. So now it's just a matter of whether that talent is here on the radio where you've always listened to it, or whether it's on YouTube or podcasts like Joe does with Evil Thoughts. So how does radio structure itself to stay in the relevant mainstream?
Well, radio has to make sure not to be radio that kills the radio star. I think that there are far fewer radio stars today than there were back in the day when the big four were radio, television, newspapers, and film. And then you would put Broadway in there as the fifth wheel. That paradigm no longer exists. The internet has changed everything. And for radio to continue to exist, one, it's got to get the magic of radio embedded into its internet channels so that people think of radio as something special as opposed to utilitarian. And, as you just said, talent drives the day. Talent such as Joe Crummy, who has his great Evil Thoughts podcast, which is, in my opinion, an extension of really good radio. It has to make itself relevant. You can't call it in anymore. There was a time when a DJ could go on a station and just read the liners and say the thing, and here's, you know, Elvis Presley, and here are the Beatles, and blah, blah, blah. You can't do that anymore. And in talk radio, you can't come in and go, well, this is your forum. Give us a call. It's free speech. It's a town hall. What do you can't do that anymore.
Well,
you have got to make every single word that comes out of your mouth meaningful to the listeners, or they owe you no allegiance to stick around.
But let's go back to those days when you just read the card and talked about Elvis. They weren't reading cards when they did all this stuff, but they were entertaining, and they reached out and grabbed you. And sure, a lot of them were drunk in the studios and doing crazy stuff. But
hey, I'm not admitting to any of that.
Right.
You know, all about content, though. You guys are right. It's all about content. And today, that anybody can get anything anywhere they want. And I think the thing in radio, and Michael and Rich will probably agree with this, at least I hope we agree on something, at a time when radio should be doubling down on its content, doubling down on its news coverage, what I've noticed, especially when I was in New York or even in Los Angeles for years, and so they've been cutting back on all of that. And it's tough because the bean counters don't want to spend any money when they see their ad revenue that, you know, that Michael, you've been talking about. You know, that a lot of people make less money than they used to. So they go, okay, well, we'll cut back on our content. We won't hire that guy. We won't pay that guy. That we can get somebody else in there to do that for a lot less money. I think that's been an issue with radio at a time when they should double down on their content. They've been pulling back, and they're going to pay the price for that.
There's no question, Joe, you're right. And
right. And
unfortunately, it is economic. And unfortunately, it's so economic that we've reached a point psychologically, and this is a broad stroke statement, it's not true all the way down to the detail, but for the most part, management in the radio business disdains talent. They actually don't like talent. They consider talent to be an unnecessary
nuisance. We're a pain in the butt.
If they could automate, eventually AI is going to be talent. You're going to have artificial intelligence doing shows. Siri will be the number one talk show host in America.
And
it'll be completely interactive, and she'll cater to all of your predisposed political opinions.
Well, don't laugh. One of the big conversations going around the network this week here at Radio America was that now they have the ability for somebody to sit behind a microphone, and they can take 20 minutes of anybody's voice and then recreate them live. So I could sit behind this microphone and say Donald Trump's voice, and we have the computer knowledge to be able to make his voice say anything we want from all of the sampling that we've taken from him. And then they can also recreate it in video. So what is the truth anymore? Even if we see somebody say something in video form, it's going to be suspect now.
Absolutely. You'll be able to recreate facsimiles. In other words, if you're an actor and they're going to sign you to be in a movie, what they'll do is they'll scan you holographically.
Right.
And then you'll be your own body double. You'll be your own back shot. You'll be your own B-roll. And eventually, they'll make the movie on a keyboard using your likeness, your voice, your personality. Look at the way they did Planet of the Apes with that great actor that played Caesar the Ape, who also played that character in Lord of the Rings. I forget his name for the moment. They put sensors all over his face. He makes faces, and then they turn it into an ape.
It's amazing. So you don't know what to trust. I think that's Michael Harrison on the other side from Talkers Magazine. I think that's Joe Crummy on the other side.
Can't
from
be
Evil
sure.
Thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was Rich McFadden, but who knows? When we come back, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I am Rich McFadden, sitting in Doug Steffen's chair with the big smelly microphone that he usually uses, along with Michael Harrison, as usual, from Talkers Magazine, who puts together your list that we talk about each week that you are actually talking about on your favorite radio stations around the country. And along joining us this week is Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast, talk pro himself from New York and Los Angeles. And we're going through your list this week of the big top 10 talk topics that affect you. And we started out with MLB and NFL. We ended up talking about how the media is changing. So now we move forward, and one of those big effects of the media changing is number 9 on our list this week, Michael, the Emmy Awards and just the lackluster ratings that they had this week.
Yeah, the ratings were down, and some people are politicizing it, saying it because they were anti-Trump. But if anything, I think any discussion of Trump, pro or con, helps boost ratings. I think the Emmy Awards, if they didn't do the Trump stuff, they would have even been lower. I just think there's a general lack of interest in things that used to be considered national cultural milestones, like the Oscars, the Emmys, even to a certain extent some sporting events. Miss America was once a major news event. These things, the telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon,
oh my goodness,
was once a major news event. These things are part of the past because we no longer have a mass public based upon a mass media. Media affects culture, and the media is fractured, and as a result, the culture has fractured, and there aren't a lot of people that can tell you what movie won the award last year as Best Picture. When I was a kid, I hate saying that, but it's true, everybody knew these things, and I don't think there are a lot of people who can tell you any of the winners of the Emmys, nor does the average person on the street give a darn.
Well,
Joe, would you agree?
You know, I was just listening to you thinking, you know, he is exactly right. He's fascinating. It is, I think, a fascinating topic, and what you're saying is because we no longer have dominance of just a couple of media outlets that would stitch people together ideologically, philosophically, socially, whatever it is. You've got all this on-demand stuff, and I thought, because you have that now, you made that point, that now we're fractured socially, too, as well. I think that's a really interesting point, because 20, 30, 40 years ago, there were only a few choices, so everybody would share that common experience and then go into work and talk about it and had a way of stitching everybody together, and that's not happening now. I think that's pretty deep.
Well, it actually, I think, takes us into our number eight topic of the week is the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary issue, because I see this fracturing as also us as United States. You know, back in the 50s, you used to have the Italian neighborhood, and you used to have the Irish neighborhood, and the Puerto Rican neighborhood, and all, whatever it was, the whole thing. Now I think that it's coming to a point where cities and states are even become their own little islands.
City-states.
Right.
City-states.
Where certain people go to a state because they believe with them ideologically, philosophically, whatever it is, or it's a race or religion or whatever. So I think even we're even fractured as a country.
Yeah, let me throw a broad stroke statement at you. All of this goes back to the original battle that the framers of the Constitution faced, and that is the power of the federal government versus states' rights.
Right.
And then within states, the power of the state government versus local municipalities. This has always been a struggling point in American politics, and it still is, as evidenced by the way you just described the city-state issue of the sanctuary cities issue.
Well, it's as old as the Civil War, right?
Yeah. It's older than the Civil War.
It's older.
It goes back to the founding fathers, the battles they had putting together the Declaration of Independence, where the issue of slavery was a very hot one even back then. How do we say all men are created equal right. when we have slavery, and we don't necessarily want to give that?
Well, it's still a fascinating experiment that we all live, and it's still the greatest country, even with all of its foibles, and so we sit here and talk about it every single week on the Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, right back with you with the biggest topics of the week.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Rich McFadden, Michael Harrison, and Drew Crummy. Doug out this week. We'll be back next week. And as always, we go through the top 10 talk issues of the week. And if you think that's easy to say, I've been practicing for years. So, Michael, our expert on the top 10 top. So there we go. Our top 10 talk topics around the country this week. Please go through the list for us and let us know what we're talking about.
Didn't we do that already?
We did do that already, but I like to review.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
List them again. Come on.
By number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff push and NFL action and the TV ratings there, too. We have at number 9, Emmy Awards. At number 8, Sanctuary Cities issue. Number 7, Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. The climate change debate is at 6. Hillary's Clinton book tour is at 5. Trump at the UN is 4. Number 3 is North Korea nukes and sanctions. Number 2 is the Trump Russia investigation, and number 1 is the Cassidy Graham health care bill. And the people are at number 10, Sean Spicer. What an interesting predicament.
Yeah.
He's at number 9, Kim Jong-un. Jimmy Kimmel is 8. Number 7 is Chuck and Nancy. Number 6 is Bernie. Number 5 is Hillary. Number 4 is Paul Ryan. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Cassidy and Graham at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. There you go.
So we left off with number 7, which is the Hurricane Maria ravaging Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. Let's start with Puerto Rico. Who thinks that becomes a state in the next 2 years? Because they were broke before the hurricane, and now they're just going to be decimated.
I think it'll be the opposite. That if it's a money drag, I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I just think the next couple of months are going to be interesting, because if you can't get water and you have no power, you're not going to be able to pump the fuel. You're not going to be able to keep the food cool. You're not going to be able to keep the people cool. It's going to be a very tough situation. It is a humanitarian crisis. There
which is why
like
I think
5
that the,
million people.
The feds.
And you think that, that'll. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not sure about that.
You think it'll make it a state?
At one point, do we spend so much money that it just makes sense? Because will we spend that kind of money rebuilding a protectorate?
No, we don't even spend money rebuilding the states.
spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of money.
We don't even spend any money on.
I mean, what we have to do is spread the rumor through fake news that there's oil in Puerto Rico. Now that's the answer. The answer is let's discover oil in Puerto Rico, or let's build a wall around Puerto Rico. I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, we live in such crazy times. I hope that we're able to help Puerto Rico, we meaning the United States. Puerto Rico is part of America. It's so funny how we treat Puerto Rico like a foreign country, and it's not.
Like Washington, D.C.?
It's absolutely the same type of thing. And Guam, I mean,
right.
Most people don't understand, you know, what these things mean, and there should be more of a discussion about it. But Puerto Rico is part of America. It's part of the United States of America. It may not be a United State, but it's part of America. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to the people there. And ultimately, it affects us. It affects our culture, our values, our principles. And what's going to happen? Are all the people in Puerto Rico going to move to the United States? That could happen. It's already happened to a small degree. It can happen to a large degree. It's reality. These are the real issues that should be occupying people's minds, not some of these ideological issues or some of these esoteric issues that never come to be. This is reality.
So I'm sure, Michael,
it's interesting.
Go ahead, John.
You know, I was just going to say, I think you're right. I didn't want to break into the middle of the thing here, but I think you're right. When you're talking about the Caribbean and all these little islands, the more technologically advanced we get, the more we depend upon air conditioning, the more we depend upon power, the more do we depend upon the creature comforts of the 2017. If this happened 200 years ago, there's no
you
power.
You rebuild your hut and you get back to business.
And you're back to business and you're doing what you were doing yesterday. But now, you know, we are so much more technologically dependent on your iPhone, on your vids. I mean, I thought what the most interesting thing for me is periscoping people. Like when I don't know how many of our listeners are even aware of this application on the net, where you can just open up a little app and you can broadcast to the world from where you are. And that's how I followed the storm, by going to the map and looking at where the storm was supposed to be and looking and seeing if anybody was on the net broadcasting, so I could watch and see what they were doing. We are much more dependent on technology today than ever before, and so we're much more vulnerable to storms like this.
So, Joe, you're out there cruising the internet all week as you're uploading your podcast, Evil Thoughts. What are people saying? Because at number six, we have the climate change debate. And obviously, with a couple of big storms, an earthquake, the whole thing, everybody's talking about climate change. And what is everybody out there on the web, the internet's, saying about it?
Oh, come on. It's Beyonce thinks the earthquake was caused by climate change. I know I'm getting a little political here, you know, and Michael's going to call me out again. I know this. But look, look, there's two kinds of people out there. People that are saying, look, the reason why you've got these hurricanes and the reason why they're so strong is because of climate change, right? You got a lot of people that are saying that. I understand that. I saw Bill Nye the Science Guy on TV. They asked him about earthquakes. Don Lemon asked him about earthquakes. Well, what about that? He said, there's no connection. I said, okay, there's hope for him. I wouldn't deny it. I mean, if it's getting warmer, it may mean that the hurricanes are stronger than they used to be. It may be true.
It may be. I mean, we're not scientists, but certainly you have to keep an open mind to the idea that there is global change. We're seeing that. And I think the real political question is whether or not it's being caused by human activity.
And
that's really.
And how far do we want to go? Right. And how far do we go to mitigate that? I think that was what Evil Trump's position was.
Well, I don't think there's a you can debate whether there's climate change or not, but we see changes in the weather, and we see patterns over the course of a decade or 100 years or even season to season. So there's going to be climate change, there's no doubt, but Michael hit it on the head. How much do we affect the climate change? And certainly we have an effect on the climate, but with, what, 6-7 billion people on the planet now, how much of an effect do we, and how responsible are we for trying to mitigate our effects?
The way that how far do we go?
I think the way to work it out in answer to that question, how far do we go? I think the answer to the question is to recognize the fact that going forward, there's a lot of economic opportunity in combating the greenhouse effect, whether it's the main thing that's causing climate change or just adding to it, whatever. Let's face it, the burning of fossil fuels is not a good thing in the long run, and there's a tremendous opportunity in all of the other forms of power, electric power, solar power, nuclear power. Ultimately, we're going to be involved in nuclear power because it's sort of like right there for us. We just have to figure out how to do it properly. We have a lot to learn, but I believe in progress. I don't believe in going backwards. I believe in progress. I think it's our fate to figure this out. I think the day will come. It won't be in our lifetimes, but the day will come when they'll look back at the 20th and 21st century as dirty times, just like we look back at the 18th and 19th century where you couldn't walk through the street without stepping in horse manure. Oil is the modern form of horse manure.
All right, number five this week.
No, say that again, Michael. I like
that. I just made
that
up.
Great.
I don't know how I moved horse manure to number five in Hillary Clinton's new book, but
there's a good transition right there.
I'm sure we'll have to do it. So Hillary came out with her new book this week. A lot of people debated whether anybody should buy it, will buy it, and a lot of people did buy it, Michael.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the most amazing thing about the book is that anybody bought it, not because of her politics or how you feel about Hillary, but people don't buy books. So whatever she sold, and I think that she's kind of breaking records, at least for recent book sales, the book is a hit. It would have been an even bigger hit before the modern era when books and records and movies and things of that nature don't draw the same crowds ratings that they used to when we had the mass culture, going back to that discussion. But, I mean, the question is whether or not Hillary deserves to be heard. I mean, she's such a polarizing political figure that because she lost the election, she should move on, go away. You know, had Trump lost the election, I wonder what people would have said about him. They probably would have said the same thing. Ah, yesterday's news, Donald Trump. Let's not talk about him anymore. We're so fickle and so shallow in our discussions, we miss the obvious that all of these people are and maintain an importance in our culture.
All right, coming up on the countdown straight ahead, we've got number four, the Trump speech at the UN, and number three, the North Korean nukes and sanctions. And Kim Jong-un's response to Donald Trump's speech. So don't miss that. And then still the number two and number one topics coming up on the countdown. It's 43 past the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile has completely disrupted wireless, and Netflix has disrupted entertainment. What happens when you bring two disruptors together? You get Netflix on Us from T-Mobile. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly has more.
T-Mobile's giving people free Netflix if they get or already have a T-Mobile One family plan. And that's a big win because we all love getting something for free, right? So anyone with a T-Mobile One plan can now binge watch their favorite Netflix shows as much as they want, whenever they want, for free, and that includes taxes and fees.
While users of other wireless networks have seen their speeds plummet under the stress of offering unlimited data, T-Mobile's network speeds have increased and the company is doubling down on unlimited data with free Netflix subscriptions.
This year, Americans crossed a tipping point, spending more than 50% of screen time on smartphones and digital devices versus that traditional TV. So mobile viewing, it's expected to more than double by 2020.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com/Netflix.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Well, traveling to away games can be expensive.
You can offset the cost by using the right rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast with you this week. At number four, we have Trump's speech at the UN, where he made a couple of different phrases famous. One, Rocket Man, and we will destroy North Korea if need be. And then at number three, we have the North Korean nukes situation, where Kim Jong Ding Dong comes back and says, hey, you know what? Donald Trump is not fit to be president of the United States. And I'm glad that I built all these nukes, because that guy's crazy. Joe, what do you think?
I already heard that at the Emmys.
An insert joke here. Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever, it was a. I mean, if I want to know what he thinks, I just watched the Emmys, and I know exactly what the North Korean position is.
But I'm just saying that Trump gave a very America First speech. I'm not surprised by that, and I know we mentioned this last hour. If you like Trump, then you like the speech. If you didn't like Trump, you don't like Trump. You don't like the speech. I like Trump. I thought it was refreshing. I think it's different. But I like chaos more than most people. I want to see change. And Trump, from the word go, has been that bull in a china shop in Washington, D.C. So he excites me. I know a lot of people in D.C., or several. They don't like it. They like business as usual. And Trump is not that. So he's not that at the U.N. He's not going to be that.
You know, you mentioned the America First thing. One of the things he said that I thought was beautiful is that I will always put America first, just as you should and will always put your countries first.
Yeah, he did say
when
that.
Speaking
yep,
to the
exactly right.
to the UN, and I thought that took his nationalism critique and just basically diffused it, because everybody puts their country first when they're at the UN. There's no arguments.
As
they do.
Should.
Yeah, but the counterpoint to that is the whole purpose of the UN is to have nations cooperate. As opposed to, I read somewhere, I wish I could give credit to whoever wrote it, it's like going to a PTA meeting and saying you only care about your own kid and you should only care about your kids. Well, why have a PTA?
All right, how about this then? How about this? You said cooperate. How about let me pull a Trump on you instead of cooperate, let me use a word that rhymes. How about negotiate?
Well, and I think Trump addressed that, and he said stronger nations make a stronger, cohesive world unit. So back to your point, Michael, if my kid is a good student, will that help make everybody's kid a good student? Or... Mm-hmm.
Well, let me pull a Trump on you, Joe. Let me pull a Trump on you, evil Joe.
I'm waiting for this. What?
That's it. That's the joke. Evil Joe. You know.
Oh, I get it. All right, you know, that's great. All right, evil Michael.
I'm crooked Michael.
I'm crooked Michael.
Right, but I mean, and Rich, you're lazy Rich. Lazy Rich.
There's no doubt that.
In a way, Trump acknowledges the reality, I think, Rich, you were talking about it, that everybody works in their best interest. And he goes, okay, so we all admit it finally. Okay, let's negotiate.
Right, exactly. All right, so the number two and the number one topics coming up on the countdown here and just shortly, where we will talk about the Russia investigation and Facebook. And Joe has a tinfoil hat wearing philosophy on this one, theory. So don't miss it. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up at 50 past the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed we are. We're talking about the topics that you are talking about around the nation on your favorite talk radio stations. Here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, responsible for our list, and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast. And Rich McFadden here sitting in for Doug Steffen. And we're down to the number two and number one topics of the week. And these are both doozies. The number two, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. And really the fascinating thing to come out this week, guys, is the fact that Facebook found 3,000 ads bought by a Russian cover-up company and has decided to turn those 3,000 ads over and all the information with it over to the feds so that they can investigate the Russia meddling in the election. And Joe, in talking with him just during the last few minutes, has a great, crazy tinfoil hat theory that this is the end of all of our freedoms.
See, I didn't quite say that, but I'm just saying that I think the irony of this is going to be that Facebook, Twitter, what else, the internet in general, YouTube, is going to end up being regulated like a public utility within 10 years. I've been talking about this on the podcast now for a couple of months, and I was saying it's going to be 20 years from now. Mm-mm, I don't think so. And the reason being is you've got national security involved right now. Look what happened to the security apparatus of the United States after 9/11. It exploded into what we have today. And that's another controversy that we could be talking about, how that's being used politically. Let's leave that aside. When you're talking about, when Hillary started talking about it last week about Facebook, I started realizing, oh my gosh, the warrants are going to be flying now at Facebook. They're going to go to YouTube. They're going to go to Google. And what's going to happen because of what Michael has been talking about, what we've been talking about for the last 2 hours today, that more people get more information now from the internet than ever before. The United States government and governments around the world now have much more of an interest in what goes on the internet, and they're going to want to regulate it, and it's going to come within 10 years. Trust me on this. Write this date down, a date that will live in infamy, right, that Facebook, yeah, all these people are going to be regulated like public utilities. That's exactly
happening is, you're right, Joe, you may be extreme in your warning, but then again, defense of liberty is no vice. The internet... The internet
I'm not saying it's going to be the end, but it's going to mark my words.
But you're right. The internet is the new public airwaves. Remember, the public airwaves must be protected. Well, now the public airwaves, the public internet must be regulated. And look, whatever the main platform is, government's regulated. This is in our DNA. The only reason the governments didn't regulate the internet is they didn't think it was that important.
Exactly.
Now it's important.
That's exactly right.
Once they see money being made on it, and
Right, a bunch of kooks on their computers. Who cares? Now it's different.
There's so no my philosophy now. Is back when Osama bin Laden attacked the, 9/11, and then we ended up seeing the Patriot Act and all of the new departments of Homeland Security that now can listen to us, watch us, control us. And now we have the Russians meddling in the election through the internet. So now the government's going to get in there. Do these guys win? Just by us and our infighting and our controlling ourselves?
Governments always win when they use disaster to take away freedom. That goes back to the cavemen. So, we have to always be aware of that freedom comes with a price. It comes with not having as much protection. To be free, you lose protection. You want protection, you lose freedom. That's a very simple remedy. And we have to constantly deal with it. There's no easy answer to that equation. It's a matter of finding a balance, being educated, and being vigilant.
All right, so number one. Let's get number one in here real quick. Number one this week in talk radio is the Cassidy-Graham health care bill and the Republicans' next attempt to try and... keep Donald Trump to his word and kill Obamacare. Is it going to be successful, Joe?
They may push something through. The thing is, though, the reason why it's so complicated is there's not enough money. Like, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel a little bit. He's jumped into the fray this week. I sympathize with him, but what I don't think he understands is that somebody has to pay for this stuff. It's one thing to say, I want all babies to have heart operations. We all want that. I want everybody in Puerto Rico to be back on the grid tomorrow. I want everybody in Mexico City to live in a secure building that can take an 8.0 quake. It takes money. And the one thing they don't talk about is that Obamacare is as great as it is for some people. It needs to be funded. You can't cover everybody unless there's some money. And that's the one thing they don't talk about, which is raising taxes. And until we start to deal with the economic reality behind it, I think there's going to be a lot more pain and confusion.
I think you're right. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this week. Michael will be back next week. Joe and I will not. Doug will be here with you. It's another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And get the podcast and hear it on your favorite radio stations every single week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.